Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about something that affects it. Now, don't nod off because I'm talking about assessments, because this is important. And I want to get right to our guest. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Marty.
And Larry's here. Mike Soli.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Mike. Give our listeners Mike your back. Give our listeners your background so they get it.
Well, I was in real estate 20-plus years. I owned my own real estate business. I went into government and was vice chairman of the county appeals board in the 90s under the commissioners. Then Dan Onorato hired me as an assessment consultant right. In 2005. He then hired me to run the assessment office for Allegheny County. So over that period, I was the oversight for two court-ordered reassessments.
Hey, Mike, so people know... They start to nod off when you talk about assessments, but you sent me
a... it a nod off.
Hold on. You sent me a note that actually nailed it. Second bite of the apple. Explain, please.
Well, here's what happened, and I'm not going to get into the deep into the weeds here, but there's this issue of a common level ratio, and in 2012, the assessors said that the assessments were 100% of the value. That was over 10 years ago, almost 11 years ago. Over time, property values have gone up, Marty, and gone up substantially. And each year, there's a way of looking at current sales and the old 2012 assessments, and there's a disparity between the two. So the bottom line is, over time, if you're standing there in 2012 and you go back to the future, in 2022, property values have gone up. So bottom line is there was a court case this year. And in that court case, the judge ruled that Allegheny County was, quote, cooking the books. I talked to some people yesterday and they said, what does that mean? And I said, it's lying and cheating. That's what happened. So the ratio, the tax ratio, in the judge's opinion, and I agree, was that the county for at least the last 7 years was manipulating data that they sent to the state. And this resulted in artificially high tax bills to tens of thousands of property owners in the county.
All right. So tell folks, number one, how can they get engaged and actually save tax money?
Well, county council, Pat Catina, the president of council, is looking into this. I've given at least 3 hours of testimony to a committee he put together to investigate what happened. And there was an ordinance introduced this week that is sent to committee that will give people a second chance in January to file an appeal for tax year 2022, which means if you win that appeal based on this court decision, there will be millions of dollars in tax refunds.
But by the way, conversely, this could really jack around school districts, could it not, Mike?
My opinion, the school districts have been jacking up.
Hold on. Just answer the question. They count on this money, and it could change dramatically, though, right?
No.
Of course it could.
They have to show you the numbers. They establish a millage rate.
Right.
Based on the assessments that are certified in January.
Right. But if the assessments change, it could affect their bottom line.
When you say bottom line, are you saying that the profit that they made behind closed doors?
Again, that aside, all I'm trying to is the truth here, that they're freaking out in these school districts, quite frankly. They are.
Well, they're freaking out because this has been a cash cow for them for years.
That's right.
Well, the bottom line, Mike, as you know, is the much lower part of the tax structure is the actual county tax compared to what the school districts whack you for.
Yeah. Well, you know, there were three of us that worked with the plaintiffs in this, John Silvestri and Barbara Stern and I, And we were able to show a judge that the county was cooking the books on the formula in the appeals process. Hey, it's okay for school districts to file appeals.
Right.
But you have to apply an honest number.
Hey, Mike, I don't want to lose you, and I hate to interrupt you, but we're going to lose you because of time.
Okay.
Couldn't this take years, brother? Could this take years?
Well, if county council gets its way, and they may vote next week or in January, we could file appeals next month.
Yeah.
And this isn't just the people that were whacked
buying
homes.
Right.
So this could end up in court. What we saw, what we were able to prove in court, was there were 7 years of this manipulation.
Yeah, but hold on, man.
And
just answer the question.
Saying, what
it could
about
take,
me?
It could take years for these hearings to play out, because I went through this, right?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. No. The pendulum is swinging the other way.
Mm.
The budgets of the property owners have been whacked for the last 20 years. And this is a gotcha. And the pendulum is swinging in favor of the taxpayers. And there will be tax refunds. But guess what? Any of the taxing bodies, including the county, can increase their millage rate if they need more revenue.
Yep.
All right, Mike, we appreciate it. Mike Sully, nice to meet you.
Okay. All right. File those appeals next month.
Yeah. Great. By the way, what a great point. File your appeal, man. Seriously.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.